Before we start, just want to remind you that we are on Twitter at We Like to Debate, and also on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod. So follow us on both, and we want some suggestions. So I'm issuing a challenge. Suggest us a topic, we'll debate it, and I will mail you an It's Debatable sticker. Wow, that could be worth a lot of money someday. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything. Today's topic, what is the worst fall activity? Is it pumpkin picking or is it haunted houses? I'd like to welcome Douglas and I'd like to welcome Steven.
Morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, boys, who's taking haunted houses, who's taking pumpkin picking?
I am taking haunted houses and they're horrible. Who would spend money to go to a place where you're going to get scared? I can do that in the privacy of my own home. There are films, there are documentaries. Just turn on the news and you're scared enough. So that's why, by far, I have so many other things to go into. I know you're going to ask some phenomenal questions. So that's the end of my opening argument.
Wow, short and sweet. So you must feel really confident about this one, huh?
Super confident.
Gotcha. Pumpkin picking is fucking awful. I can't think of anything more boring in the world than pumpkin picking. I'd rather go get a colonoscopy than go pumpkin picking. You wake up, you drive an hour, you go to the pumpkin patch, you're running around, there's freaking kids everywhere, pay way overpriced for a pumpkin, maybe buy some banana bread, just basically being the most basic person you could be, crappy hay rides, just all around not a good time and not a way that I want to spend a Sunday or any day, to be totally honest with you. And Doug mentioned the getting scared, paying. At least that's a little bit entertaining. You'll never be more bored in your life when it comes to pumpkin picking, for sure.
So real quick question. So you said you're going pumpkin picking, correct?
I said I'm going pumpkin picking?
Well, it's worse.
Can you say that? Like, I don't think you could say it.
So you said that's
say
worse.
Say pumpkin picking three times really fast.
Pumpkin picking, pumpkin picking, pumpkin picking.
All right. But you mentioned that you would buy, there would be banana bread there?
Yeah.
No pumpkin bread. Okay.
No.
Now I know why it's... In your eyes,
well, because that's why it's weird. I mean, you go into these places and you're like, I came here for pumpkins, and they're trying to sell you a $27 loaf of banana bread. It doesn't make sense.
Bastards. Jeff, what do you got for us?
Okay, Doug. So haunted houses are terrible, right?
Horrible.
All right. What if you take a lady friend there? You know, and she gets all scared. Well, you're married. Well, you take the wife there, right? Are you gonna like? What if she's jumping in your arms? It's kind of romantic if you think about it, because you're defending her honor. You know, you're gonna punch this guy in the face.
I'm gonna be real right now.
Yeah.
If some guy jumps out with a machete, even though in the back of my mind, I know it's plastic, it's not real, he's not going to harm me, I'm going to shove her in front of the guy and I'm going to run. So that's my fear too. It might ruin my marriage. So going to this thing is going to ruin my marriage. She's going to think, oh my God, my husband's so tough, which I don't think she thinks anyway. But in that given situation, even a guy, a little person dressed like just a short person. Jumps out dressed like a ghost, scares me. I'm going to jump back, shove her into the line of fire.
You know, I'm also getting from... See, he has something against banana bread.
Yeah, he doesn't like bananas.
Do you something. Like banana bread?
Yeah, it's delicious.
No, see, you're wrong. I enjoy banana bread. I don't enjoy they charge at the pumpkin patch for a banana bread. I make my own fucking banana bread.
Do they even really have fucking banana bread at pumpkin patches?
I believe they do.
Don't they have, like, fucking pumpkin spice?
They have that, too. They have everything. They have a bunch of weird shit that you could buy that's ridiculous overpriced.
Doug, do you like pumpkin picking?
Pumpkin picking's fun. It's great. You go there, you pick out your pumpkin, you do the work, you help the farm out, because they don't have to worry about the handlers, the laborers, picking up those pumpkins. You're doing it, and you're paying like $3 more per pound.
So you're saying, like,
and
you're
see,
saying,
that's
coming
the
other... from a business standpoint, you know, it's cheaper to have the pumpkin patch, because fuck you, yeah. Grab your own fucking pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas you got to hire all these people to fucking wear masks and walk around like a fucking asshole and scare people.
See, that's why they're fucking thieves. It's like using the self-checkout at the store. They're paying you to do the work. So not only are you going somewhere that you don't want to be, you're doing the labor.
You're paying to do your own labor.
Paying to do your own labor. When you use the self-checkout line at the store, you're literally walking into the store and doing what they're not paying someone to do. They're basically paying you to go shopping in their store. That's what pumpkin picking is. You go out there, you walk around for 45 minutes trying to find the perfect pumpkin. I don't even know if that exists. What is the perfect pumpkin? That doesn't even make sense.
Let's ask Doug, since he's arguing. I mean, what's the perfect pumpkin?
Perfect pumpkin, I would say anywhere between 10 to 12 pounds. You don't want it too orange, because then it's going to rot pretty quick.
Are you a professional pumpkin picker?
Well, I've dabbled in pumpkin pip. picking, but no, it's fun carving. It's a great family activity.
I just want to hear how many times I say pumpkin picking.
Pumpkin carving is not a good time.
What's wrong with what's
get your hands carving? Dirty? Get, yeah. You know, grab in there. Get in it.
Listen, I'm sure I just spent 6 hours at the pumpkin patch. And I went on a shitty hay ride where they just drove me around the perimeter where I literally sat on hard hay that was poking in my ass and just completely miserable. And now I'm going to lug this pumpkin home. Don't want to do anything. And I got to take out a butcher's knife and start pulling out its guts. I mean, there are steps to this thing. You're not just going pumpkin picking. You're literally taking up days of your life to just fulfill. What if you're baking with it? Now you got to bake for 2 days. What are we making? We're making pumpkin pie. We're making pumpkin bread.
We're drying out the seeds.
We're drying out the seeds. You want to roast the seeds? Fuck
all
fall
delicious,
and fuck
all
that.
All delicious things. And you're saving money at the supermarket by making your own products.
Wow.
Yes, but you're also working for free.
All right, we talk a lot about pumpkin picking. Let's go on to the haunted houses. Steve. We've already heard Doug say he would push his wife and get the fuck, like, it's going to ruin his marriage.
Well, listen, I would expect nothing less from a coward.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Haunted houses are a good time. You literally walk into a haunted house, you're not paying to get scared, you're paying to be entertained. There is entertainment in your face. It's like seeing...
The clown's going to be in there.
Yeah, there's a clown in there.
The clown's going to be in there.
Clown's in there, creepy clown, it, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. But, and there's all different ones. I mean, literally just around us, there's probably, you know, 10, 15 different haunted houses you could go to. Every pumpkin patch is the exact same thing. So if you really wanted to be entertained over the course of a couple weeks leading up to Halloween, you could visit a couple different of these places. You have a different experience every single time. You're paying to be entertained. You're paying for that adrenaline rush to be scared. You're enthralling yourself into the Halloween spirit.
Do you like to be scared?
I love to be scared.
Doug, you like to be scared?
No, I hate it. It's the whole basis of it. Why am I going to go to a place? And now he brought up, now there's 10 and 15 around me. So the one that I go to, do they do background checks? Are these people okay in the mind? There could be some psycho in there that's like, hey, I'm going to bring my real machete today because today is the day it's over.
They do hardcore background checks, including DNA testing, before we hire these people.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more of a softcore.
I didn't know this. Have you been checking? You've been part of the... haunted house hiring process?
I know people who have, and they've been through some rigorous training and some rigorous background checks. It's actually harder to get into a haunted house than it is like the military and shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Doug.
I'm shocked that it's harder to get.
I bet you didn't even know that.
I didn't know that. Geez, all those people that are fighting overseas, they could do that, but man, they might not be able to hold a clown nose and pop out and scare someone. Wow. What else you got for us?
Let's go back on to pumpkin picking. Steve.
Yeah.
You making your wife carry them pumpkins? Or are you going to carry all those pumpkins?
I'm going to carry the pumpkins. And that's another thing why it sucks. I'm not going to sit there and, you know.
So why not just make her carry her own fucking pumpkin?
Because it's not the right thing to do.
Or if you had a kid, carry your own fucking pumpkin.
Well, if I have a kid, he's carrying all the pumpkins.
Yeah.
I don't care. Fucking 10, 20 pounders. He's 4 years old.
Strap him to his back and get fucking
figure
walking.
It the fuck out. Yeah. You know, like.
I like it.
Yeah.
Doug, are you carrying the pumpkins?
Yeah, it's while I'm doing this fun activity with my wife and my soon-to-be child, it's going to be such a memorable experience, and it's working
so
out.
So you'll carry the pumpkins.
Oh, my God.
But you'll push her in front of the clown.
Pumpkins don't have machetes.
I don't know. You ever seen Pumpkinhead?
I have seen that, but that's a film.
Oh, did you enjoy Pumpkinhead?
Yeah.
Did you like being scared?
I hate it.
Oh, you did like being scared.
No.
But why wouldn't you want to pay to be entertained? Like, if I'm going to the pumpkin patch... I'm doing my own labor.
But isn't a hayride entertainment?
No. Like I said, you're literally sitting on hay, hard hay. What if it's cold that day? It's fucking sticking in your ass. It sucks. You're just miserable. Plus, you're on it with a bunch of other people, kids running around screaming, I want to...
We just had a moment. They locked eyes, Jeff and Tram, and just... lost it.
What the fuck was he saying?
I don't know.
Did you just black out?
No. I was going to say, like, I want to stop here. I want to do that. But it just didn't come out that way. But just annoyance level of 100. Hay rides aren't good time. They're just another crappy thing to do while you're bored out of your mind looking at fucking vegetables that grow out of the ground.
Let me just... We've been talking a lot about the pumpkin patches and him, you know, working at the supermarket with the self-checkout. But... at this haunted house, you're going there. You're paying money for people to scare the shit out of you. They actually have one in Philadelphia. You have to sign a waiver. They're allowed to do whatever they want to you. Whatever they want. Anything. That's scary. That means...
Well, you have to sign up for that. You have to sign up to be like, kidnapped and fucking shoved in a white.
But all these things, you have to sign up for all these.
If I don't go wait in line, who the fuck wants to do that? Like,
there are people
drag me in a room and
that's the point. That finger blast.
But no, that's one of many. Like, you don't have to go to that one. You could do something that's a little bit more tamer. You
well,
know,
that's
for
the
whole
point. I don't want to go to any of them because they're horrible.
Because you don't like being entertained. You just want to be bored.
Oh, I love being entertained, but I'll do that in the comfort of my own home.
You ain't getting finger blasted in a pumpkin patch.
No. You would sign that waiver, though.
Oh, man. Do they ever read, like, some of the shit they really do in these haunted
houses? Yeah, it's like, terrifying.
No, like you sign up, like, oh, take me, chain me up, and hold me for days.
Which one is that?
You know, the one in Philadelphia.
York. There's one in New York, too, or something like that.
Yeah. Hold you for days?
No, hold on. I went to that. What's that dinner place? Jekyll and whatever Hyde?
Jekyll and Hyde, New York City?
Yeah.
I've been
there. Dude, there was this little girl. I turned out. I'm waiting to get a seat, and this girl's peeking out a door, and she had to be no older than 10. White face, dark around the eyes. She's just staring at me, and I'm like, what? So I turn, you know, to order. Or to get my get my reservation, I turn back and she's gone. So
wouldn't you have rather gone?
Wow!
Hold on! Wait, I'm not done. So then the guy goes, "Okay, follow me this way." So I turn, look at him. As I'm walking, I turn back. She's back in the door. It scared the living shit out of me.
Note it, and maybe you didn't enjoy that, but what a memory! How long ago did you go?
Oh, fucking 5 years ago.
Okay, half a decade ago, Jeff went to a place that gave him such an entertaining time that whether he liked it or not, he's still telling the story. You do not tell a story 5 years later like, wow, remember the time we walked around the pumpkin patch? At least you got something out of it, you know? At least you got a memory out of it.
And the pumpkin patch.
It's better than fucking having something that's completely unforgettable.
And the pumpkin patch, you're able to go each year and rekindle that love you have for nature and being with your family.
I won't go a fucking hike if you love nature.
Yeah, wow.
I do that too, but this is a great family experience. You have the little cutouts, the big wood cutouts where you put your head in, and maybe your wife's a chicken, you're a cow, your son's a farmer. Oh, so you want to wear Depends diapers and shit yourself when some guy comes.
Who needs to wear Depends? Who needs to wear Depends? And I'd rather wear Depends and go to a haunted house than pumpkin pick.
Okay. Are you wearing Depends right now?
No, am I at a haunted house?
Never know.
I mean, your face is terrifying, but I think I'm good.
Oh, man. I think we need to get to closing arguments. I really do.
I started off, so Shram, drop the ball.
You'd rather go to a haunted house. You don't want to go pumpkin picking. As I said before, if you go to a haunted house, at least you're getting something for your buck. You know, whether you're scared, you don't like being scared, you're making a memory, and there's some kind of entertainment there. Pumpkin picking is a day-long activity, and that's the other thing. You could be in and out of a haunted house in 20 minutes. Pumpkin picking, you're there early, you're walking around, you're going on hay rides, uncomfortable, tons of people, and you're overpaying, and you're basically paying for yourself to do the work. These people aren't doing anything for you. It's a boring day. It's a boring day. And I'd rather go somewhere where I'm going to be at least feel some kind of adrenaline rush, whether I like it or not, and I don't want to go to a pumpkin patch and wishing I was somewhere else the entire time.
All right. Haunted houses. Who wants that in their lives? You go there, they scare you, and then that's all you're thinking about. You're not sleeping for days. If I want to be scared out of my living mind, I'll do it in the comfort of my own home and just, you know, just have a few beers. Just bring back some childhood memories, you know? That'll really stir up the scaries in my head. Pumpkin picking, just think of all the fun activities that you're able to do while you're there. You have pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie. There's so many different pumpkin things that are just so delicious. And that's fall. You're smelling fall. So I don't want to be pissing my pants in a haunted house when a clown comes out and scares me with a machete. I'd rather be a basic bitch on the pumpkin patch.
Basic bitch on the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you first off for your, for helping me out here figure out what I'm going to do this fall or what I'm going to say no to when my wife asks me.
That's what we're here for.
You ain't saying no to anything she asks you.
I'll do it all. But I have to say, if I could get out of one, I do not want to go to a fucking pumpkin patch. It's just fucking, it's boring. It's fucking expensive. And then she's gonna want fucking hot apple cider. She's gonna,
which is delicious,
fire, you know. And then let's bring the nieces. And then all of a sudden, I'm paying for everybody to fucking.
So you want to wait on a super long line outside of a haunted house in the freezing cold just to go in there to be scared for 5 minutes? At least this is a daytime activity.
Boring fucking waste of my Sunday when I could be home watching football, drinking fucking beer.
Amen to that. So, Doug, pick your ass up, take your ass to the pumpkin patch, and pick your ass a pumpkin. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. Tram one. Again. I know. Jesus.
I'm not. Listen, I know it seems, but listen, it's fucking a terrible thing. Like, it's all fucking day. You're walking. You're carrying fucking pumpkins. It's fucking stupid. At least you go in the haunted house, you get scared a little bit, creepy girl's in there, and you could fucking drop kick that
home
bitch.
In an hour.
You could drop kick that bitch if you want. She really scared you.
Home in an hour.
Right? Like, if that little girl came screaming out of that room, I'd be in jail right now. I'd just fucking drop kick her.
All right, Shram one. Shram, how do you feel?
Great. I mean, you have a serious look of defeat on your face right now.
He's lost the past how many?
I know.
You got to come with some fire, man.
I am bringing fire.
Step your game up, dude. I mean, he had fucking banana bread. I don't even think they sell banana bread. But he ripped up pumpkin carving.
It's fun.
Fucking. What's. No, nothing's fun.
It is fun. Doing the design and putting it out there. It's being artistic. Guess you don't have that in your blood.
Wow. You're
sorry, Bob Ross.
Yeah.
A little dash here.
All right, Tram One. I guess I'm just a basic bitch on the pumpkin patch. Thanks for listening. And remember to review, rate, and share our podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.